Spectis Radio.
On that theme, I have sitting opposite me in the studio, Rob Carr. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Right, we've got two things to talk about with you. You don't need to look so terrified. You're used to performing on the stage. Let's talk about Band on the Run first. What's that all about?
Well, it's an idea I had 3 or 4 years ago, and it's basically helping the community. It's helping bands, and it helps the venues, and it brings a sort of really good, nice community spirit. The idea of it is there's up to 20 bands. They all compete as many 10-minute acoustic performances around the 20 venues, and the fastest time, the fastest band that completes a circuit in the fastest time wins £1,000.
Okay, now firstly, it's in aid of the Elmount Mountain Hospice.
Yeah, so there'll be sort of we'll be doing there'll be buckets all around every venue to sort of like help the proceeds, and we should have a text message probably on the competitors as well if people want to donate as they're running around.
Okay, so they've got to go to a venue, set up, play, break down, and get off to the next venue.
Yeah, but it's all acoustic. People, like a drummer would bring a Cajun drum, and a guitarist might play a ukulele, and literally, the girls that won it last year. Apollo 3, they were just a voice vocal a cappella group, and they literally, I think they got it round in 3 hours and 35 minutes,
okay.
Which is like literally about 3 minutes between each venue, so it can be done.
Now, as I say, this is on Saturday the 4th of July from 12 to 4 in Newport.
Yep.
What are the venues? Can you remember them all?
Oh, I'm going to have to remember this one. Okay, so we've got Gold Tone Music, we've got The Castle, we've got The Crispin, we've got Waterstones, we've got The Railway Tavern, Wren's Nessa to confirm, but I think they normally would do it. Real Ale House, Hogshead, The George, Olivo's, El Patron, the new tequila bar, Dragonfly.
that's not a fair list. We got two things to talk to you about. We're going to talk to you about the next bit in a minute, but this leads on to it, doesn't it? Because the winners of this go to do something else.
I'll do like a survey. So all the venues, they'll have a survey sheet, and they gauge the opinions of the crowd and put a nice complimentary sort of message about them, and I'll read them all at the end, and the one I think has performed the best from the people's choice will play a slot on Postfest.
Excellent. We'll talk about Postfest in a minute, but in terms of Band on the Run, it's www.bandondarun.co.uk if you want more information. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got 17 bands we've got at the moment. I still need 3 bands, so if there's any vocal groups, duos, 2 solo artists maybe teaming up, it's a chance to win £1,000. And
Shirley, if you're listening, how about all washed up acoustic version running around Newport on the 4th of July? Call in if you or contact Rob, bandondarun.co.uk. That's excellent stuff. So how much did you raise last year, do you remember?
With Band on the Run and Postfest, overall it was about over £3,000.
That's so pretty good going for local bands, and well done. I'll tell you what we'll do, we'll have a tune from The Verve and then we'll talk about Postfest.
Yep, sure.
Spectis Radio.
Now, the studio is absolutely heaving with people today. We've got Rob Carr again. He's still here, aren't you? You're still here, Rob.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning again. And we've got Humpty's dropped in as well.
Yes, I've popped in.
You popped in because you got rid of your daughter somewhere, haven't you?
Yes, she's doing a highly complicated... evidently, I think for a while now, you've had to, for your first passport, you've had to have a face-to-face interview. And one of the many, many things that the Riverside do is they rent out space to the passport office on a Saturday. So
they do, yeah.
I just hope she doesn't get carted away by the police.
If it is a white van comes around and takes her away.
Never mind, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah. Right, anyway, we spoke to you earlier, Rob, about Band on the Run, and you said that you choose a band from that, from the best results, to go to Postfest. So let's talk Postfest. When is it this year?
I'm doing it on a different day. Last year I did it in July. This year I'm doing it on the 29th, the 30th and the 31st of August. So it's on the bank holiday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, August.
Okay. So we're hoping for good weather.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of the Rappenui main arena is all indoors, and so is the Gold Tone Music Cafe. So if it's sunshine indoors, it doesn't matter if it rains, it's still a beautiful place to be.
It certainly is. Right, so what is Postfest? Can you just describe it to the listeners out there?
Well, it's a festival that sort of showcases the best of the island's original music. We, like I said, I'll do it over 2 arenas, and one arena shuts down, then the other one reopens, so we have a really good sort of bounce, so you don't ever miss a band if you were there the whole time. I'm showcasing all the original talent on the island, and I'm also trying to build community spirits and just make the ideal festival and keep the price down and trying to incorporate independent businesses and all muck in together and raise as much money for charity as we can.
So what are the charities this year?
I'm just doing it for the Old Mountain Baton Hospice.
It's all for the hospice this year. That's excellent stuff. And it is a very family friendly. We've been there the last couple of years. And in case you didn't know where it was, ladies and gentlemen, it's up at the Postbox Museum, run by Big Arthur. Up on the Fairlie Road there, opposite the HP House is the best way.
Everyone on the island knows where the HP House is.
The HP House, opposite the HP House, and you can get there by bus, because there'll be a bar, won't there, Rob? Please tell me
there'll be a bar. There'll be a bar and plenty of food.
And food. Loads of food. And food.
So you can get there by bus, so you haven't got to worry about drinking or anything like that.
There's a footpath to walk up the whole way from
the whole Newport. It's no problem at all. The 9 goes past there. What, about every 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So you can't go wrong there. Right, so who have we got on this week? Just give us give us a flavour of what we've got.
Well, on the Saturday we have headlining Lucid and Fine Lines.
Excellent.
Conor Richelieu, don't know where they are.
Never heard of them.
No, I don't. No. Crap. Oh, sorry.
Apologise for that.
I do apologise. Duvo, Above Bar, Rage Against Machine, 3010, The Night Watchman, Baron Strange. And on, there's Happy Skifflers and Firefly and the Devil, which are a mainland folk band, which I've imported in. On the Sunday, we have Senen, which used to be Shiny Friend in the 90s, so a lot of 30-year-olds might remember that scene, that sort of indie scene that we had, and they're good friends of mine, so they decided to have a big reunion with all our friends, and so they're headlining, and they're doing quite well in London and Norwich. We have Ark and The Signals, The Apple Beatles, Weather Kings, Clayton Connor, Damien
Weather
Paul.
Kings.
Yeah, Weather Kings. They're going to headline the Gold Tone Cafe stage. That's going to be a real intimate gig, and Mike's promised for
very,
some...
Very, very unusual lyrics to their songs.
We also have, on the acoustic stage as well, we have Little Lemon, Rebel in the Hearts, John Rowe will be there, backed by Popular Demand. On the Monday, we have Big Top in the Ohms, and instead of having switching stages for that amount of time, we decided to have like a versus battle between Big Top and the Ohms. So it's going to be two bands on stage competing against each other, song or two songs each, and just
that's going to be amazing. I can't wait for that.
I've always wanted to try out the idea, and if it works, I'll run with it.
Are they up for it?
I've been talking to Adam, their manager, and both guys are ready.
The Ohms were fantastic last year, weren't they? They've sort of rocked the tent down. Everyone was well in the groove by then. It was a fantastic gig, wasn't it?
And then when it all stopped, I could just see in everybody's eyes that they wanted that to keep going for another hour. Mm. And the next band was very similar in genre. So it was just an idea I had to put together.
So you got Bobby I Can Fly as well. My mate Paul Armfield will be there with that.
Yeah, that was the one. I had my fingers crossed that they'll come back to me, because I'm good friends with Duncan Jones and Paul Armfield and all the whole band members. And I'm really pleased that they're playing.
Nils Mason and the Amazing Pudding.
it always goes down really well.
A fabulous name for a band. So this is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 29th, 30th and 31st of August, so it's the bank holiday weekend, kids are off school, and it is a very family friendly one, because you've got other things going on for the children, don't you, besides music?
There's loads of workshops, we've got magic shows, we've got magicians coming round, we have a Maze Bubbles come round as well. I'm thinking I might be having some sort of reenactment there, but I'm not too sure yet. I don't want to say which time period, but we might have some sort of... medieval battling going on in some way.
And of course, there's plenty of food and drink. We've said there's a bar. There's
We've got two inflatable companies coming in. We've got sumo suits and big obstacle courses for kids.
Oh, I need one. I'll just turn up.
Yeah, you don't need. Yeah.
Is that a competition? We're going to set up a challenge.
Yeah,
fight Humpty.
Can you get bigger than Humpty? Yeah. Right. So what are the prices this year?
£25 a weekend ticket or £10 a day ticket. You can purchase the tickets, Ticket Line, Gold Tone Music and the County Press Shop. Children up to every weekend ticket bought, you get 3 tickets free for children. So hopefully all the children will be coming in for free.
Yeah, that's good. Excellent. Yeah. So don't forget, I'll make that quite clear. If you buy a weekend ticket, that's £25 for 12 and over. Anybody under 12, you can take 3 under 12s in on that adult ticket.
No, it's the same with the day tickets as well.
So day ticket, £10, 3 12 and unders, sorry, under 12s in on that £10 day ticket. So that's not bad value for money. Yeah. Excellent value for money. There's no camping or anything at this one. It's
no, we shut down at 9. I like to have a little bit of a break in that weekend. Yeah. My left eye goes twitchy. and my girlfriend's left eye goes twitchy.
Well, Gordon Cooper might turn up. He's a bit camp, but I don't think that's
I'm not going to comment on that. Okay, Coward. So 29th, 30th, 31st of August, Postfest up at the postal site, and hopefully, if all works out, Vectis Radio will be covering it the whole weekend.
Oh, definitely.
And so, but I don't want that. That's only to so if you're living in America, you can listen to it there. And we did 26, 27 countries previous years, haven't we? Something like that. But do come along because it's all for a great cause. Rob doesn't make any. In fact, Rob loses money out of it, I think, if he's not careful. It's all for charity. It's not for making Rob a rich man, because you can see him. He's not a rich man, is he? Humpty.
No, certainly not.
No, not a rich man at all.
But, I'm sure if he wanted to make money, there was easier ways of doing it, because him and the family are flying around like lunatics all weekend, don't they?
There so, they are, yeah. You don't see them as this sort of blur with a beard going past.
That's right.
if anybody has any ideas where I can actually make money, then I'll be well in there. Well, to listen to their ideas.
I think you do it for a very good cause, and it is a good, fun weekend, even though you may not think so and when you're trying
to
do it.
It's a lovely atmosphere. It's about the only place that I know where the few security staff that are there, I think, are more or less selling raffle tickets and picking up rubbish because they have nothing to do, do they?
Yeah, it's very, very good. Yeah,
there you go.
The security guy was so bored, he said, I'll go and sell some raffle tickets. There's nothing happening. That's really good. That's a mark of what a family-friendly thing it is, even though there's a bar there and plenty of stuff to do. Kids playing football in the middle of the, in the middle of the arena. That's what you want, isn't it? Great stuff. So, if you want more details, you go to postfest.co.uk. And where are the tickets available from, please, Rob?
Tickets are available from Ticketline, so online. Also, Gold Tone Music and the County Press Shop have ticket out. Is the two ticket outlets that I'm using.
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you for that, and well done for organising it, and thank you for coming in this morning. We're going to go to an ad break now, because I realise suddenly how long we've been talking for, but it's a really good subject. Well done, and if you need any more details, I say postfest.co.uk, also available on Facebook, and if you can't find any of that, just contact Vectis Radio. We'll know where to put you and put you right, but you can get tickets from Ticketline and locally in shops as well around the island. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Can I just say a big hello to Ruby, Riley and Betsy, who are listening?
Of course you can. And who might they be?
Oh, they're just part of my loving family.
Yeah, your loving family, yes, okay. And I will see you before, because we've got to go and have a site visit, haven't we, at some point.
Sure.
And the Friday we'll be setting up. But well done, Rob. And we'll just go straight into an ad break now, and we'll come back out of it with a bit of Leona Lewis.
This is Vectis Radio.